Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, The Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's musical trivia questions come to us from the website orsymphony.org. A couple of instrumental questions this week. Question number one, which of the following musical instruments does not have a keyboard? Is it A, a carillon, B, an accordion, C, harmonium, or D, timpani? No keyboard. Which one is it? And question number two, which instrument in the string family has the most strings? Most strings. The answers to these two important musical trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of January 22nd. Well, it was 80 years ago today, 1941, that Artie Shaw and his orchestra recorded Moonglow, 1941, today, 80 years ago. And it was on this very day, back in 1986, that the first annual induction ceremony for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was held in New York City. 1986, today. Marianne Faithfull, As Tears Go By, brings us into our folk music news. Whatever happened to her? Marianne Faithfull, I was in a dark place. Presumably, it was death. After battling COVID-19 for 3 weeks in hospital, Marianne Faithfull went on to finish her 21st solo album, and possibly her last. She reflects on how she might never sing again, and her hatred of being a 60s muse, and why she still believes in miracles. This is written by Alexis Petridis in The Guardian on the 15th of January, 2021. Marianne Faithfull is on the phone from her home in Putney, southwest London. She sounds exactly like you would expect, as husky as her singing on every album she has made for the past 40 years, and as the daughter of a baroness, very posh. But before we begin, she offers a preemptive apology. Her memory, she says, isn't what it was. It's wild. The things I forget, she says. I remember the distant past very well. It's recent things I can't remember, and that's ghastly. You wouldn't believe how awful it is. The memory loss is a result of COVID-19. She was in something of a purple patch in her career when the virus struck last April. Midway through recording her 21st solo album, She Walks Away in Beauty, and with a biopic based on her 1994 autobiography in the works. She doesn't remember anything about falling ill or being rushed to intensive care. All I know is that I was in a very dark place. Presumably, it was death.
tears ran today, sharing a park bench quietly. How terribly strange to be 70.
As the quarantine distorts our concept of time, Simon and Garfunkel's Old Friends introduces our pandemic adjustment news. The back nine of life, and then it is winter. Author unknown. You know, time has a way of moving quickly and catching you unaware of the passing years. It seems just yesterday that I was young, just married, and embarking on my new life with my mate. Yet, in a way, it seems like eons ago, and I wonder where all the years went. I know what I lived them all. I have glimpses of how it was back then, and of all my hopes and dreams. But here it is, the back nine of my life, and it catches me by surprise. How did I get here so fast? Where did the years go, and where did my youth go? I remember, well, seeing older people through the years and thinking that those older people were years away from me, and that I was only on the first hole, and the back nine was so far off that I could not fathom it or imagine fully what it would be like. But here it is. My friends are retired and getting gray. They move slower, and I actually see and recognize an older person now. Some are in better and some worse shape than I, but I see the great change. Not like the ones that I remember who were young and vibrant, but like me. Their age is beginning to show, and we are now those older folks that we used to see and never thought we'd become. Each day now I find that just getting out and going for a walk is a real target for the day. And taking a nap is not a treat anymore. It's mandatory. 'Cause if I don't fall on my own free will to sleep, I'll just fall asleep where I sit. And so now I enter into this new season of my life, all the aches and pains and the loss of strength and ability to go and do things that I wish I had done, but never did. Yes, I have regrets. There are things I wish I hadn't done, things I should have done, but indeed there are many things I'm happy to have done. It's all in a lifetime. So if you're not on the back nine yet, let me remind you that it will be here faster than you think. So whatever you would like to accomplish in your life, please do it soon. Don't put things off. Life goes by quickly. Lastly, remember this. Your kids are becoming you, but your grandchildren are perfect. Getting out is good. Coming home is better. You forget names, but it's okay, because other people forgot they even knew you. You realize you're never going to be perfect at anything, especially golf. The things you used to care to do, you no longer care to do, but you really do care that you don't care to do them anymore. You sleep better on a lounge chair with the TV blaring than in a bed. It's called pre-sleep. And you miss the days when everything worked with just an on and off switch. Everybody whispers. You have three sizes of clothes in your closet, two of which you'll never wear again. But old is good in some things. Old songs, old movies, and best of all, old friends.
Settle like dust on the shoulders of the old friends.
Surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
The Who's I Can See for Miles introduces our rock and pop music news. It's entitled Lyrics to Famously Misunderstood Songs Explained. This is published in Stacker.com by Madison Trover on August 24th, 2020. The word mondegreen is defined as a misheard word or phrase that makes sense in your head, but is in fact incorrect. The term was coined in a November 1954 Harper's Bazaar piece, where the author, Sylvia Wright, recalled a childhood mishearing. According to the author, when she was young, her mother would read to her from a book called Relics of Ancient Verse. Her favorite poem from the 1765 book went like this. Ye highland and ye lowlands, oh, where have you been? They have slain the Earl or Moray and laid him on the green. Wright, however, heard the last line as, and Lady Mondegreen. A mondegreen actually takes place between auditory perception, the physical act of hearing, and meaning-making, when our brains imbibe the noises with significance. This is essentially what happens in the childhood game of telephone. As one friend whispers a word or phrase into another's ear, it can become wildly distorted, and a totally different word or phrase can come out the other side. The acoustic information that's received and the interpretation a brain comes up with simply don't match up. It's not exactly entirely clear why this happens. We just know that it does. One instance we see this happen a lot is in song lyrics. You can blame it on the overwhelming amount of auditory signals, like instruments and background singers, or the fact that some words and phrases just sound remarkably like others. But chances are you've had at least one instant in your life where you've misheard what the singer is saying. Today, we're here to help you out. Stacker has rounded up famously misheard songs explaining what's actually being said. From Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza, to There's a Wino Down the Road, for example. I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. It's misheard as I Want to Hold Your Ham, as in Porky Pig. Correct version, of course, is I Want to Hold Your Hand. Blame it on the British accents. But the first Beatles song to catch on in America also has one of the group's most frequently misheard lyrics. According to industry lore, Bob Dylan also misunderstood a line in that song. He allegedly thought, I can't hide was I get high. After finding out that the group was not, in fact, marijuana smokers, he introduced them to the recreational practice and cemented himself a spot in Beatle history. And how about this one? Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. This is a Patti Smith cover of that song. What's misheard here is, here we are now in containers. But the correct line is, here we are now, entertain us. Legend has it Kurt Cobain, Nirvana's lead singer, used to use the correct line, here we are now, entertain us, whenever he entered a party. It was such a signature for him that he found a way to work it into a song, only to have it misheard frequently by listeners. The confusion didn't stop the alternative track from reaching number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. And then there's this one.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will.
We Will Rock You by Queen. Misheard as kicking your cat all over the place. Correct version is kicking your can all over the place. In 2008, Queen's singles We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You were inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. It was a well-deserved honor for the tracks, which, despite being two separate songs, are almost always played together and frequently referred to as a single entity. In 2017, the track went 4 times multi-platinum, with more than 7 million certified units sold. Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody was also misunderstood. It was misheard as saving his life from this warm sausage tea. A correct interpretation should have been spare him his life from this monstrosity. Anything less than a piping hot cup of tea is an actual nightmare for most Brits, but it turns out that that's not exactly what one of the most famous musicians was crooning. The song's popularity in the country has endured regardless. As of 2018, Bohemian Rhapsody is the 3rd best-selling UK single of all time and is often cited as one of the greatest rock songs worldwide. And on a softer note,
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now.
Desperado by the Eagles. Misheard, you've been outright offensive for so long now. The correct version, of course, is you've been out riding fences for so long now. Desperado was the last song the Eagles ever performed on tour. It closed their show out on July 29, 2015, and 6 months later, their lead singer, Glenn Frey, was dead. While the song is a fan favorite, it was never released as a single, which helped to boost album sales.
Have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado.
And of course, we can't forget this one.
All that glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven.
Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. What's misheard here is there's a wino down the road. The correct lyric is, and as we wind on down the road. Although Stairway to Heaven has been called the best rock song of all time, it actually never charted. The track was never released as a single. Instead, radio stations receive promotional singles that have become collector's items.
But she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have meaning. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misguided.
And almost a half a decade after their initial misunderstanding, there's this.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles. What's misheard? People thought they were saying the girl with colitis goes by. And the correct lyric is the girl with kaleidoscope eyes. After the Beatles released this track in 1967, the BBC banned Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds for its excessive amount of drug references. While the band originally denied that the song had anything to do with drugs, Paul McCartney finally confessed in a 2004 interview that it was pretty obvious what the song was actually about.
It's by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high.
Finally, Bob Dylan has long been hard to understand, even in his earliest recordings, like this one.
How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan. What was misheard here is the line, the ants are my friends, they're blowing in the wind. The correct lyric, of course, is the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. It is thought that this is the most covered Bob Dylan song. In fact, Dylan's version was never all that popular. It was the Peter, Paul, and Mary cover that everyone knows best. In 1999, the track, which Dylan claims to have written in 10 minutes, was introduced into the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
This article continues and highlights several other songs that in fact were misunderstood. For example, Two Tickets to Paradise by Eddie Money was misheard as I've Got Two Chickens to Paralyze. I'm a Believer by the Monkees was misheard as Then I Saw Her Face, Now I'm Gonna Leave Her. And Bad Mood and Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival was misheard as There's a Bathroom on the Right. Inagada Da Vida by Iron Butterfly was misheard as In a Glob of Velveeta, Honey. Piano Man by Billy Joel was misheard as Sing Us a Song for the Yellow Man. Tiny Dancer by Elton John was misheard as Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. And the Mondegreens go on. So how did you do on today's musical trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, which of the following musical instruments does not have a keyboard? Is it A, a carillon, B, an accordion, C, harmonium, or D, timpani. Correct answer is answer D, timpani, or kettle drums, also informally called timps, are musical instruments in the percussion family, as is the piano, by the way. A type of drum categorized as a hemispherical drum, they consist of a membrane called a head stretched over a large bowl, traditionally made of copper. And the answer to our second question, which instrument in the string family has the most strings? Correct answer, the harp. The harp is different from the other stringed instruments. It's tall, about 6 feet, shaped a little like the number 7, and has 47 strings of varying length, which are tuned to the notes of the white keys of the piano. There are usually one or two harps in an orchestra, and they play both melody and harmony. So, let's close out today's program with Anita Burrows on harp from her Healing Touch album. A new year has arrived, and morning has broken. Run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Now, if you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-779-1755. 832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.